The chairperson and CEO of the IABA, the Irish Athletic Boxing Association, Kieran Kirwan and Fergal Carruth, have resigned from their roles. The organisation's two highest ranking officials will step down on the 2nd of September. Their decision follows the rejection by delegates of the proposals on good corporate governance at the IABA's EGM in Roscommon in July. The reforms were recommended in the independent McNeice report. Funding was cut by 15% following that rejection of the reforms, and Minister Jack Chambers has warned that almost all of their funding could be cut by 2023 unless sensible and practical reforms are agreed. Sean McGoldrick is boxing correspondent of the Sunday World. He's on the line. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Mary.
Is there surprise that these two men, top men at the IABA, have announced their resignations?
I think there is surprise, Mary, at the actual timing of it, but overall there's not surprise because I think their positions had become virtually untenable in the wake of the July 10th EGM decision in which the clubs overwhelmingly rejected the proposals. And there was one specific proposal that went before it for the reform of the Board of Management, and it was voted down by 80 votes to 25. And given the fact that under the IABA rules, it needed a 75% majority to pass, the gulf was too big there. So I think in the wake of that and the tone of the debate at the EGM, where it was obvious that most of the speakers, in fact, didn't address the actual motion, they addressed the distrust and between the clubs, the provincial or some of the provincial councils and the higher echelons, in other words, the chairman of the board of directors and the CEO, as the incoming president, the new president, Gerry O'Mahony, made a telling comment in which he said to the chairman that they had lost the moral authority to lecture the members. So in light of that, it wasn't a surprise, but the timing of it was.
I see. Now, both men have issued statements announcing their resignations. What do they say in those statements?
Well, basically, they point out that they're resigning because of the decision made on July the 10th that they emphasised the need for good governance. And that's, they believe that the recommendations made in the McNeice report, they need to be implemented. And because the clubs rejected them, there's no likelihood of them changing their minds anytime soon, despite the threat of the funding being withdrawn from by the government, that they didn't see. They said they're leaving the field and leave, let the next people take up the baton, as it were.
So where do we go from here? I understand that there is a meeting today, an in-person meeting of the board.
That took place yesterday. Yes. The board, that was the first, which was slightly surprising. That was the first in-person board meeting since the Roscommon EGM, and that's actually when the other directors were told that the chairman and the chief executive were going. So it's anybody's guess where we go from here. It's not even known who has the authority to appoint, first of all, a new chairman of the board. The reality is that the IABA are, the government support them to the extent of about 80% of their funding come from the government, so the government are their paymasters. So I would imagine that the government through Sport Ireland will have a say in who the new chairman is. I'd probably be just an interim chairman, but I imagine the Sport Ireland may nominate somebody, and then I assume that they will appoint an interim CEO, and then realistically, like all disputes, there will have to be discussions. The minister has taken a very strong stance against them, which I'm not sure is going to be productive, because the reality is that clubs, a lot of the funding that the government gave, never the clubs never see it. So they're not, at the moment, in the short term, they're not that concerned about the threat of withdrawal of funds. Cuts. But at the end of the day, the minister, the Sport Ireland, and the remaining directors, and it also shouldn't be forgotten, which is a key element in all this, there was a new central council executive. The was appointed, or the results of the election was announced in Roscommon, so yeah. They're now in place. So okay. I think they will all have to get together in a room
Lots of issues still to be resolved, and we'll hear from the Sport Council a little later on. Sean McGoldrick for now, boxing correspondent of the Sunday World. Thank you.